Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. We're an e-community that gathers across the airwaves to deepen in our connection to one another and to deepen in our connection to the source of all that is the spirit of life, God in us as us. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. I pray that our life will be better, staying true with the thought that you choose. Lord, I pray that these words we are sharing will bring joy and happiness to the world.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me as we connect and commune with the source of all that is. And as always, I like to begin our time of recent by first dedicating love, care, protection for those working on the front lines, that they will be healthy, that they will be protected from this virus that everyone is facing. And I like to share with you something that I've come across during the week. And this piece, I don't know who wrote it, but it simply says, we are not in the same boat. I often hear we are all in the same boat, but that's not exactly accurate. We are in the same storm, but not in the same boat. Your ship could be shipwrecked, and mine might not be, or vice versa. For some, quarantine is optimal. A moment of reflection, of reconnection, easy in flip-flops with a cocktail or coffee. For others, this is a desperate financial and family crisis. For some that live alone, they're facing endless loneliness, while for others, it's the peace, rest, and time with their mother, father, sons, and daughters. With the increase in unemployment, some are bringing in more money to their households than they were working. Others are working more hours for less money due to pay cuts or loss in sales. Some were concerned about getting a certain chocolate for Easter, while others were concerned if there would be enough bread, milk, or eggs for the weekend. Some want to go back to work because they don't qualify for unemployment and are running out of money. Others want to kill those who break the quarantine. Some are home spending 2 to 3 hours a day helping their child with online schooling, while others are spending 2 to 3 hours a day to educate their children on top of a 10 to 12 hour workday. Some have experienced the near death of the virus. Some have already lost someone from it. And some are not sure if their loved ones are going to make it. Others don't believe this is a big deal. Some are finally getting to spend quality time with their spouses, not wanting things to go back to normal too soon. Others are now trapped indoors with their abusive spouse, praying every night for things to return back to normal. Some have faith in God and expect miracles during this 2020. Others say the worst is yet to come. So friends, we are not in the same boat. We are going through a time when our perceptions and needs are completely different. Each of us will emerge in our own way from this storm. It's very important to see beyond what is seen at first glance. Not just looking, actually seeing. We are all on different ships during this storm, experience a very different journey. I think you'll agree that the author wrote a very poignant piece, and one that is worth bearing in mind as we navigate through this storm together. So this morning, my theme, my title for our Sunday Soul is entitled Ubuntu. I am because we are. It's a South African word. And it says, an anthropologist proposed a game to the kids in an African tribe. He put a basket full of fruit near a tree and told them that whoever got there first would win the sweet fruits. When he gave them the signal to run, they all took each other's hands and ran together, then sat in a circle enjoying their treats. When the anthropologist asked them why they chose to run as a group, when they could have had more fruit individually, one child spoke up and said, Ubuntu, how can one of us be happy if all the other ones are sad? Ubuntu in the Xhosa culture means, I am because we are. I've always wanted to talk about Ubuntu for a long time, and today seemed appropriate. The recognition that we are interconnected. It is my theme that I bang on endlessly on a Sunday Soul. Our oneness, our interconnectedness, the fact that we are not just one in spirit, we are one with life itself. And whilst there are fractions within humanity that seems to focus on separating us, highlighting our differences, there are those of us that want to focus on what unifies us, what makes us the same. We all bleed, we all need air to breathe, and whether we recognize it or not, we all have the creative life force that is God, that is known by many names, flowing in and through and as us. So how can I be happy if I'm okay and the other person is not? What Ubuntu in the South African culture recognizes that it's not enough for me to get ahead, for me to have, and for my fellow human, my fellow neighbor, to be without. And if we could expand that, not only just to read and think, oh, that's wonderful, how noble, but how can we expand that in ourselves? How can we expand that awareness in our relationships? How can we expand that to ripple out and touch others? It doesn't mean by sharing with others we have less. It simply means that recognizing our shared humanity like this, we actually will have more. I love the quote that I sent out yesterday with our notification of Steve Maraboli, who says, understanding the beauty of our humanity unlocks the power of our spirituality. You see, the message, the lesson, and the teachings of our way-shower, our master teacher, Jesus, was broken down very simply to just love, love of God, love of neighbor, love ourselves. That was what he told us to do. And I recognize how challenging it is to be loving to people who annoy or frustrate us, or their views and values are different from us. But that's part of our spiritual growth and unfoldment. That's part of our spiritual expression and development. And until we do, until we recognize I am because you are, because we share the same spirit of the divine life that is everywhere present, there's a part of our soul that is not being fed. There's a part of our soul that is withering. It is said that Pharaoh, the particular Pharaoh that when Moses went to ask to release the children of Israel and would stubbornly refuse to, in spite of the plagues and locusts and everything that happened. They said that finally when they did an autopsy on his body, his heart was crusty. There was a hardness of his heart that literally made the organ just wither and be crusty. And this image has always stuck with me, that I didn't want to have a crustiness forming around my heart. And I recognized myself this weekend. As I shared before, I have a particular employee that's been giving me trouble, and how I have to almost lightly send love. And I recognize that whilst I know or believe in my mind that I am right, it doesn't matter. What matters is how am I expressing and being loving. And that's always challenging when we want to hold on to our righteous indignation or our sense that we are morally right and the other person is wrong. When we look at our Wesho and our teacher, he never argued with the people. He shared the truth and allowed them to either accept it or not accept it, leaving the choice to them. And if we are to evolve in our spirituality, and not just spiritually bypass affirming and believing we're meditating and all's well because we're praying and we're doing our bit, it's really looking at all the things that lurk underneath that stop us from expressing love unconditionally. My poem is one that I love, but there are a couple of lines that they use language that I don't agree with. And I was going to amend it before reading, and I thought it would be unfair to the author. So I'm going to share with you in its original form, and then I'm going to explain why I want to change these two lines. And it's spelled by L.R. Nost. Here's to the bridge builders, the hand holders, the light bringers, those extraordinary souls wrapped in ordinary lives who quietly weave threads of humanity into our inhumane world. They are the unsung heroes in a world at war with itself. They are the whisperers of hope that peace is possible. Look for them in this present darkness. Light your candle with their flame and then go on. Build bridges, hold hands, bring light to a dark and desperate world. Be the hero you are looking for. Peace is possible. It begins with us. So the two lines that I want to change, and I invite you to start thinking perhaps in a slightly different way. She says, look at them in the present darkness. And I have issues with how we always think of darkness as that which is evil, that which is bad, and attribute all the negative emotions to the dark, the darkness. And as I was thinking about this yesterday, for a friend had shared a very beautiful reading with me, and again it addressed the world as being a dark place, and I said, I have issues with this. You see, the darkness is necessary. The darkness is the unformed void from which life comes forth, whether it's the child in the womb or the seed through the earth. The darkness and the light is both necessary for the creative process. The seed has to do what is necessary for it to take its roots, break forth through its shells, and shoot through the ground. It needs to do all of that in the dark, and then it needs the light to nourish. But we so focus on the dark as being something evil or destructive or negative that it's used in a very limited way. And as I read this poem yesterday, I was thinking, if it's not the dark and if we had to find other language, what would we identify it as? And I believe it's fear. What we're dealing with in this moment is a fear-filled situation, fear of the unknown, fear of the uncertainty, fear of the level of grief we're all going through. It's not darkness, it's fear. And when she says, let us bring light to again to the dark and desperate world, it's let us bring light to a fear-filled world, because that collectively is what we're experiencing. I believe strongly, and I'll talk about it on another time, that we need to recognize that the duality of life the opposites of life are necessary. And when you make one as evil and the other as good, you will seek to literally try and avoid the so-called evil as opposed to recognizing what it's there for. So I love L. Arnost poem, but I again invite you, rather than see this world and what we're experiencing as a dark place, or that when you're going through a bad time that you're in a dark mood, to recognize what it is exactly. People don't like to use the word fear because they don't want to identify as spiritual beings that they're fear-filled or that they're fearful. But if you examine what it is exactly that you're feeling, it will help you be more honest and truthful in processing and working on it than just say, I'm in a dark place, I'm in a dark mood. So I digress. Coming back to our theme this morning, Ubuntu, I am because we are. It is necessary, as we're going through this situation, that we recognize the value of everything and everyone. We can't talk in a metaphorical way of being one with everyone, and yet we still see separation and division. We have to talk and live in a literal way. When we know that we are one with God and one with each other, as our teacher told us over and over again, then surely we're going to keep examining our motives and our behaviors when they are anything less than how they should be as children of the Most High God. My story this morning is a short little story. And it says, a teacher brought balloons to school and asked the children to blow them all up, and then each write their names on their balloon. They tossed all the balloons into the hall while the teacher mixed them from one end to the other. The teacher then gave them 5 minutes to find the balloon with their name on it. The children ran round looking frantically, but as the time ran out, nobody had found their own balloon. Then the teacher told them to take the balloon closest to them and give it to the person whose name was on it. In less than 2 minutes, everyone had their own balloon. Finally, the teacher said, balloons are like happiness. No one will find it looking for theirs only. Instead, if everyone cares about each other, they will find theirs as quickly as possible. You see, I believe, as that teacher recognized, this life isn't about what's just okay for us, but what's okay for all of us. Not just the individual, but the collective. And this isn't inviting you to say that you have to be so selfless that you no longer matter. Not at all. Of course you matter. Of course your wants, your dreams, your desires matter. But they don't matter to the extent where it contradicts or violates another person's. And they don't matter where you take advantage of another person so that you can get what you want. It's a recognition, Ubuntu. I am because you are. We are all one with the spirit, the source of the ground of being. We are all one with life itself. And life does not limit itself. We are the ones that are limiting it. Eliza Yudovsky said, you are personally responsible for becoming more ethical than the society you grew up in. We do not need to take on what society or our culture tells us is important. We ourselves can decide what our values are. And there are some that are saying that as a result of what is happening now, and people being in lockdown, and how things have totally done a sort of 360, people are looking at what matters, what's important, family, relationships, looking out for one another. And granted, at the beginning of this situation, there were people that were selfish and only about themselves, and we all know about the toilet rolls incidents, and buying up everything regardless of anybody else. But I think we have seen the error of our ways, and people are now starting to think in a slightly more broader and compassionate way. So Ubuntu, I am because we are. We are one with the source of all that is. We are one with each other. My science of mind reading is entitled, You Have to Turn the Light On. The first quote comes from Albert Einstein, who says, the world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind, page 37 says, and so we suffer, not because suffering is imposed upon us, but because we are ignorant of our true nature. The author writes, in high school English class, we read a story called The Lottery, written by Shirley Jackson. It was first published in The New Yorker in 1948, and is still considered one of the most provocative short stories in American literature. Its major theme is scapegoating. How people will abandon reason and embrace cruelty if they are part of a larger group behaving in the same manner. In the story, townspeople draw slips of paper from a box once a year, and the person with the black dot on the paper would be stoned as an appeasement for the deliverance of sin. It was a shocking juxtaposition, small-town America engaging in a medieval barbaric ritual. The publication caused a revolt. It seemed that such raw examination of inhumanity was too much for America's post-war population. You can't clean a dirty room in the dark. You have to turn the light on. This homespun wisdom soberingly describes Jackson's work. Her writing turned a light of awareness onto our most basic act of cruelty, our own inhumanity to others, and our resistance to change. As a teenager, I was stirred by this provocative short story to question traditions, pierce through justifications for separation, and explore the warnings of uncharted paths considered heretical. Writer and activist L.R. Nost writes, here's to the bridge builders, the handholders, the light bringers. Look for them in this present darkness. Light your candle with their flame, and then go, build bridges, hold hands, and bring light to a dark and desperate world. We are continuously called to turn the light onto our resistance to change. Without this, we can lose ourselves, becoming nothing more than stone throwers at an inevitable evolution. My beloveds, the invitation is always for how can we evolve and become the truest expressions of the divine life that we are called to be, that we were created to be, that the spirit within us has need of us to be. And so, my sacred text from Micah 6:8 simply says, the Lord has told you, human, what is good. He has told you what he wants from you, to do what is right to other people, love being kind to others, and live humbly, obeying your God. It doesn't get simpler than that. Do what is right, be kind to others, and live humbly obeying God. People are looking for the meaning of life and what we're here to do. And simply in that verse, we're told to do what is right, to be kind to others, to live humbly, and obey God. So my beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. You can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. This achieves the life force, the prana, the energy. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slow." Deeper. Lower. Deeper. Lower. Deeper. Lower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Healing. Given. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe in, I am. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe out, we are. Inhale, this is my breath. As I breathe in, I am. Exhale, this is my breath. As I breathe out, I am. We are. 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 Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Just take a moment. See that which we wish to be, do have experience in the week ahead. Always as we see in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component. For each one it's different. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. I'd like each and every one of us to be conscious as we enter into our circle of prayer, to hold in our hearts our planet at this time. No matter the country, the nationality, the politics, let us just hold our planet in love and in the awareness that I am and we are. That as we go through this challenging times, these fear-filled times, let us send love to every corner of our world. Let us hold in heart, in our hearts, all those working on the front line, especially the doctors and nurses. Not only are they being physically exposed and physically exhausted, let us remember the emotional exhaustion that they must be experiencing with dealing with so much death. Let us send love to all those that ensure we are being kept safe, for those of us that are able to be. And let us remember, as our planet is healing at this time with the lack of activity by us humans, that we'll be more respectful of it when we return after this situation. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we hold in our hearts the reasoning, the expression of Ubuntu, let us remember that we are all one with you as we are one with each other. We share the same life force, the same spirit, the same energy. That you have created us in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is love. That image and likeness does not contain separation, but unification and acceptance. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. With the level of fear that is permeating throughout our consciousness and the collective consciousness of the world, our teacher and way shower said that perfect love casts out all fear. So let us allow your love, your unfailing, unconditional, unceasing love, to cast out any fear, any doubt, any worry, any concern that we may be holding on to. For it is your good pleasure to give us that kingdom that contains peace, joy, love, acceptance, and all that we can desire. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we are so much more consciously aware of the level of deaths that are occurring, for the families of those that are bereft, for those families that are unable to say goodbye, for those families and friends to whom they were even unable to attend their funeral, may you comfort them in their grief. May their hearts be touched in the knowing that love never ends but lives on eternally in our hearts and in our memories. That we come from you and to you we shall return one day. Let the angels be with them, granting them the peace that passeth all human understanding. We ask for you to touch our leaders, those that we have elected to govern us, that their hearts and minds may not be clouded by anything other than the altruistic and best interest for all. Divine, beloved, ground of being, absolute reality, the infinite mystery, the source of all that is. You know each and every one of those individual needs and concerns. For those that are worrying how they will make ends meet, how they will find food. For those that are locked indoors with abusive partners. For those that are risking their lives going out daily to work. We ask that all needs are being met for your infinite and eternal grace, for your loving and eternal blessings, and for your unending, deliberate mercies. We are ever, ever grateful, and so it is. Take a deep breath in, as we do our morning's movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm, I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone lines for our affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Let me try again. I apologize. The phone lines don't seem to want to unmute this morning. So repeat where you are. I commit to peace. Our Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself, and I am at peace. I accept myself, and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. In our prayer of intention, I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. As we draw towards the close of our Sunday soul, there will be a midweek prayer on Thursday as usual. I will be sending out a notification regarding it because I'm trying to find us a new way of connecting. And if I can get it sorted in time, I will definitely be sending out that detail. So there will be prayer, but I will be sending out the notice on Wednesday. So, my beloveds, my benediction is from John Daniel. May we be open and aware, among other wonders of our lives. We are live with one another. We walk here in the light of this unlikely world that isn't ours for long. May we spend generously the time we are given. May we enact our responsibilities as thoroughly as we enjoy our pleasures. May we see with clarity. May we seek a vision that serves all beings. May we honor the mystery surpassing our sight. And may we hold in our hands the gift of good work and bear it forth whole as we were borne forth by a power we praise to this one earth, this homeland of all we love. So my closing song is entitled Give Me the Eyes. It's by Brandon Heath. Enjoy.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, by a wall from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down in the cold black air, hold on to the sudden star, breathing the familiar shots, confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes to see something, give me your eyes so I can't see everything that I came missing. Give me your love for humanity, give me your arms for the broken hearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten, give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, 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 yeah. Step out on the busy street, see a girl in our eyes meet, does the best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. This man just too right, in a bright red tie, too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity, give me your arms with a broken hearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten, give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everything that I keep missing, give me your love and humanity, give me your arms for the broken hearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten, give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes so I can see
Brandon Heath and Give Me the Eyes. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer and back again on Sunday for our Sunday soul. Peace and blessings.